Just like to say good morning to each and everyone that I hadn't had a chance to speak with. It's good to be here this morning in the house of the Lord, sing praises unto him and to study another portion of God's holy and divine word. I want to bring our attention this morning to the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 3, and verse 33 and 34. And I want us to keep in mind that as we read these passages of scripture, that we are reading the words of a king, King David. And as King David stood and gave the eulogy over his friend Abner, this is what David had to say about his friend Abner. David makes a statement by asking a question in these passages of scripture. Notice what he says this morning. He says that, verse 33, the Bible says, "And the king lamented over Abner and said, died Abner as a fool diet?" He said, "Thy hands were not bound." In other words, your hands were not in handcuffs. He said, "Now thy feet put into feathers, and your feet were not in chains." He said, "As a man falleth before the wicked men, so fellest thou." And these are the scripture reading I want us to keep in mind this morning as we go through this lesson. But before that we go any further, we always count this as a blessing as well as an opportunity to always go to our Heavenly Father in spirit and in truth. So at this time, let us humble ourselves once again while the one has been selected to lead us in prayer. Brothers, sisters, and friends, there is nothing that we have that we have not received. There is nothing that we possess that was not given to us by the Almighty God. So we come this morning to praise him for his mercy and his grace. And we recognize how much we need Almighty God to make it in this life. So we bless Almighty God this morning for the sharing of each and every one of our lives. And God being so good to each and every one of us. In the book of Psalms, chapter 122, in verse 1, David said, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord." So we come this morning to this worship service as a family, recognizing that we cannot worship God by ourselves. When we pray, we don't pray, "My Father." We pray, "Our Father," when we pray. And when we sing, we are admonishing one another. As we just read the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 3 and verse 33 and 34, I want us to remember what David said about his friend Abner. David said that Abner died like a fool. Now, why is it that David said this about his friend Abner? He said this because Abner was in a place where he was secure. He was in a place where he was secure, and he was safe. He was in this city of safety. But he came out of the city of safety. He neglected to stay where God had appointed him to be. And so he came out of the city of safety and died, according to King David, as a fool. Now, David was a great friend of Abner. And as we read these passages of scripture, I just want to get us caught up on what had transpired prior to the reading of verse 33 and verse 34. I want to give us a little background, a little history of what had taken place. There was a military exercise, and it wasn't foreign, but it was through the house of Judea, the house of Saul and the house of David on this military exercise. And Abner was the chief general of the house of Saul. And although that they were on opposing armies, Abner was still a friend of King David. He was a great friend of his. And so when Abner died, David said that there was no reason that Abner should have died in that state that he died in. So that's why he said, as he was giving the eulogy over Abner's death, he said, "Abner, you died like a fool." Because Abner neglected to get in the city of safety and stay in the city of safety. This lesson that we will study this morning tells the story of Abner. It tells the story that he was a brilliant man. This lesson tells the story that he was a brave man. This lesson tells the story that he was a noble man. The lesson tells a story that this man had many talents and resources. And Abner was in robust health when he died. He was in the prime of his life and he was cut down because he neglected to stay in the city of safety. He came back out and died outside of the city of safety. So as we look at these passages of scripture, David says that there was no reason that Abner should have died in that state. So when this military exercise was over, Abner was leaving the battlefield. And when he left the military exercise, he noticed that a young man by the name of Asahel was following him. And Abner, instead of fighting with Asahel, Abner decided to run. And he ran as fast as he could. And he looked back and he told Asahel, he said, "Why don't you stop following me?" He says that unless I do bodily harm to you. And Asahel said, "I will not stop following you. So I will not turn to the left or to the right." And as Abner was running, he noticed that Asahel was breathing down his neck. He was closing in on him. And so what Abner did, he took his sword out and he thrusts it backward under the fifth rib of Asahel. And Asahel dies that day. Now, you might say this morning, who in the world is Asahel? Well, Asahel has a more famous brother in the Bible by the name of Joab. So Abner had killed Joab's brother. And in that day and time, there was called the Avenger of Blood Law, which meant that if you killed a person, the next of kin would have to avenge the blood of that person. But God had set out 6 cities of refuge. If a person was in their fix the way Abner was, in other words, he had killed someone and he did not plot it. He didn't plan it. But by accident, he had killed Asahel. So God set these city of refuge up so that a person could flee into those. And when the Avenger of Blood come, they could not lay their hands on you because you were in this protected place where God has appointed you to be. And I want us to notice this morning as we look at this lesson that Abner, instead of fighting with Joab's family, he fled into the city of Hebron. And while he was there, he was safe. He was protected. But somehow he came back out. Some of you may not have read this. You might say, well, what about those cities of refuge? I never heard about them before. I want us to look at the book of Joshua, if you will. Joshua chapter 20. And we'll take a look at these passages of scriptures. And we will look at the purpose and the nature of the 6 cities of refuge. We'll look at the book of Joshua chapter 20 and reread verse 1 through 7. Notice what the Bible says. The Lord also spake unto me, Joshua, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, appoint out for you cities of refuge. Is that in your Bibles? Whereof I speak unto you by the hand of Moses, that the slayer that killeth any person unawares and unwillingly may flee thither, and they shall be your refuge from the avenger of blood. Is that in your Bibles? And when he that does flee into one of those cities shall stand at the entering of the gate of the city, and shall declare his cause in the ears of the elders of that city, they shall take him into the city unto them, and give him a place that he may dwell among them. And if the avenger of blood pursues after him, then they shall not deliver the slayer up into his hand, because he smote his neighbor unwittingly and hated him not before time. And he shall dwell in that city until he stand before the congregation for judgment and until the death of the high priest that shall be in those days. Then shall the slayer return and come unto his own city and unto his own house and the city from whence he fled. And they appointed Kadesh in Galilee, and Mount Naphtali in Shechem, and Mount Ephraim and Kadesh Arba, which is Hebron in the Mount of Judea. Now in the city of Hebron is where Abner had fled into. But one day, Joab came to the gates of the city of Hebron. Now the Bible doesn't tell us what happened. It doesn't tell us how that Joab was able to get Abner to come out. But now we're seeing this play out in TV. We're seeing someone said, don't go there, because we know that that person doesn't mean that person any good. Joab came to the city gate and he told Abner, he said, Abner, he said, come over here. I want to talk to you. So Abner goes over to Joab. Joab said, this is what I want to tell you. And Joab takes a dagger out and he stabbed Abner under his fifth rib. And Abner died outside of the city of safety. And so when his friend David gets the news where Abner died and how he died, David said, Abner, you died like a fool. Somehow Abner was deceived by coming out of the city of safety. Sometimes we are deceived by material things. But sometimes we are deceived by material things because some people think that the more stuff that we have is the more important that we think that we are. They are deceived by stuff. And brother, sister, and friend, this morning, I wanted to tell you this morning, that is nothing but a lie of the devil, thinking that gain is godliness. Some people are deceived by education. Some people have so many names behind, so many titles and degrees behind their name. They'll think that they are important. Some are deceived by education. I'll tell you a story of a young man that went off to a seminary school. I call them cemetery school. He went off to a seminary school, and his father had taught him all of his life that to believe in God and trust God. He was brought up like that, but when he went to this school, he came back not believing that. And this is what this young man told his father. He said, Dad, you know, you taught me to believe in God and trust in God. But he said, I don't believe in God anymore. And his father said, what are you talking about, son? His son said, I want to show you something. He said, you see that watermelon on that little billy vine? Father said, yes. He says that if I were God, I will take, you see that big oak tree that have that acorn on it? Father said, yes. He said, if I were God, I will take the acorn and put it on the watermelon vine. And that great big old gigantic tree, I will take the watermelon and put it on the tree. And just as he was standing there relishing in this thought, a cool breeze came by and an acorn fell and hit him on his head. His father said, what if that had been a watermelon? You see, you don't get too smart for God, because his ways is beyond finding. The Bible teaches us that in these cities of safety, that Abner was where he had appointed to be, but he came back out. And my encouragement to each and every one of you this morning that have come into the city of safety, the body of Christ, brothers, sisters, and friends, don't let anyone cause you to turn around and you leave the church where the city of safety is. The Bible tells us in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 10 The Apostle Paul says, therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they also attain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. He also tells us in the book of Romans chapter 5, if we want to be protected from sin and from the devil, we have to be where God has appointed us to be, and that is in his Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Notice what Paul says in the book of Romans chapter 5 and verse 8 and 9. The Bible tells us, we'll go to this passage of scripture, Romans chapter 8, chapter 5, excuse me, and 8 and 9. Notice what Paul says. The book of Romans chapter 8. Chapter 5 and verse 8 and 9. He says that, but God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He tells us, for if we were sinners and we were reconciled by to God by this death of his Son, much more then, being reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. And also, that's in verse 10. And also in verse 9, the Bible says that much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. So if we want to escape the wrath which is to come, we need to be where salvation is. That is in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In the book of Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, we agree with Peter. Peter says, now, therefore, he tells us that there is no name, no salvation in any other under heaven. God has not given us any other name but the name of Jesus Christ, whereby we must be saved. He didn't give us but one name, and that is Jesus Christ. And if we want to be protected from sin and the devil, we have to be where God has appointed us to be. The Bible tells us that sin does not give life. Sin takes life. In the book of Romans chapter 6 and verse 23, the Bible teaches that for the wages of sin is death. In other words, sins carry a salary, and sin will pay us with death. So the wages of sin is death. He said, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. In the book of St. John, chapter 14 and verse 6, Jesus says that, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Now, Jesus wasn't a teacher saying that he know a way. He said, I am the way. He wasn't a philosopher talking about truth. He said, I am truth. He wasn't some teacher talking about the life. He said, I am life. Jesus says that, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And without me, you're not living. So we have to get in Christ. And when we get in Christ, we are to stay in Christ. Brothers, sisters, and friends, Abner came out of the city of safety. He was protected. The avenger of blood could not lay his hand on him by being protected in that city. The Bible says that when the high priest died, that Abner could go back to his old home and to his old life because the high priest had died and the statutory limit would have expired. But Abner came out of the city of safety. And when David got that news, David said, Abner, you died like a fool. I want us to, let's go back to 2 Samuel once again, and we look at a few more passages of scripture there in the book of 2 Samuel. Look at 2 Samuel. We'll look at chapter 3, and we'll go to verse 32 as we go back to these passages of scriptures. Notice what the Bible says. It says, "And they buried Abner in Hebron, and the king lifted up his voice and wept at the grave of Abner." And the Bible says all the people wept. Brothers, sisters, and friends, it was a sad day that day in Israel when Abner died. The Bible said that the king wept. He cried. The people cried. But all the tears that they shed could not bring Abner back or reverse that process. No matter how many tears, the Bible says that Abner was buried. Brothers, sisters, and friends, God gave us a soul. He didn't give us but one. If we lose the only soul that we have is permanent, we're not going to get another one. See, some things that you can break and it has no value to it. Something you can lose. And it's really not that important. But if we lose the only soul that God has given us, brothers and sisters, that's a loss that never can be paid again when we lose our soul. So the encouragement this morning is to get into Christ and stay in Christ. Notice what the Bible says here. It says that the king wept and the people wept. Verse 33 said, "And the king lamented over Abner and said, Abner, died Abner as a fool died?" In verse 34, he said, "Thy hands were not bound, thy feet were not put in feathers." He said, "As a man falleth before the wicked men, so fellest thou." And all the people wept again over him. Abner was deceived. Abner was bamboozled. He was hoodwinked, flim-flam. He fell for the okey-doke. And brothers, sisters, and friends, God has given us his word. And he tells us this morning that we are to be where he has appointed us to be. And that is in Christ Jesus. And as we look at this lesson this morning and the death of a brilliant fool, I want us to know something here. We come to a conclusion that Abner wasn't a nobody. Abner was a somebody. Notice what it says in the book of 2 Samuel chapter 3 and verse 38. It says, "And the king said unto the servants, Know ye not that there is a prince and a great man falleth this day in Israel?" Abner was smart. He was a prince. But somehow he was deceived in leaving the city of safety. And that is our lesson this morning to us. Don't let anyone turn you around teaching things that we cannot find in God's word. But we stay in the city of safety where God has appointed all of us to be, and we'll be all right. The lesson is yours this morning. And hopefully something was said from this lesson that will cause us just to think as we journey through this life. We come to God by first the hearing of his word. And after we hear it, the Bible teaches us that we must believe it. And that we believe it, we must repent, turn around from our old ways. And after repenting comes a good confession. The good confession is, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." That is a good confession. And after that, we are to be buried in the watery grave of baptism for the forgiveness or the remission of our sins. And at that point, Heavenly Father, Heaven, and that point, the Heavenly Father grants us the gift of the Holy Spirit that we might walk in the newness of life. So this morning, as we sing the chosen selection, if we're subject to the gospel in any manner, or if we just need prayer, let us come while we sing. Shall we stand?